Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Tillman moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jack Fisher now pitching. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud takes first base on ball four. Tillman moves to third. Guile moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Conley reaches second base with a double. Tillman scores. Guile scores. Bresciud moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Herzog reaches third base with a triple. Gentile scores. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell throws the ball into Breeding, who tags Yastrzemski, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-1 in the game. Guile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Conley hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Powell reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. Powell scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-2 in the game. Guile takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Guile moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Herzog hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Guile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Landreth trying to get to third. Geiger throws the ball into Malzahn, who tags Landreth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tillman moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Landreth for a passed ball. Tillman moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Guile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreth strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-4 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.